Inconsistent.
Oh, so maybe
click,
it's just
click on the eyeball, see what it says.
Oh, let's see if we could do that. Nope.
We can't do that. Sorry. Rumble is behind the time.
The ball. All
right. All right. So what are we doing here? We're here. We're here. We're queer. Great. I don't hear the horns anymore outside. We're good to go.
That's the cruise ships, because you know the port in 42nd Street.
Oh, is that what it is?
The port in 42nd Street is closed because they're updating the... There's like a connection piece.
Like an airplane?
Yeah. So all the traffic is coming here.
So the other day, I'm on TikTok, as I do, and I seen a guy in an Amazon van pull up, and he's recording the freaking strikes that's going on. You know what I mean? He's recording the port strikes. And he goes, yo, I'm going to join them. And he parks his van, he jumps out, and he goes to the port strike. And I'm watching him like, yo, that's Red Hook. That's right here. I don't know what's the name of that street. The one right here in front, right here. The one that's out there. Then you go straight down, and then you have no choice but to make a right and a left.
Right. So what's going on?
The strike was there. People were protesting right there when the strike was happening. And that weird, there's a whole shipping thing there, I guess.
Yeah. There's a port.
So that's where the Amazon, because you know there's where the Tesla sales thing is at. The repair shop, I think it is, or whatever.
The Tesla repair shop. Yeah.
Okay, right there, there's a port. That's what they were protesting. They were protesting there. I love that you do this mid stream. I love it.
Bro, you're the one who... Yo, bro, for you, it's like hard to satisfy, right?
Great. Bam, GD here. We're here. We're alive. We're real now.
We're real. You prefer this view for the editing, right?
So yeah, what you got? I mean, whatever. I mean, I'm talking now. Jesus. This guy. What do I got? I've been talking about what I got.
So it's over.
It's over.
Thanks for joining the stream.
I commented. I was like, that's Red Hook. Yay. Nobody commented back. They don't love me. But I was tempted to be like, I want to drive down there and see it and like record.
And ask people questions.
But the next day, they were, oh, that not even, the night of, they were like, hey, we reached an agreement. Everybody go back to work at 8 in the morning. 8 in the morning, we're going to start the next shift.
And do they get paid for those? God damn, nigga. You going to split this?
Nobody gets paid for strikes. It's unpaid.
Nobody gets paid for strikes.
No, nobody gets paid during a strike. You strike and you don't get paid.
No back pay?
Nothing. You get nothing. It's a strike. You don't have a contract.
God damn. That is pure sugar.
Scan it with your app.
Ooh, let's see what the app says.
All right. There's an app called, what is it called? Yuka?
Yuka.
Yaltia? Yuka.
Yuka.
Y-U-K-A. And it tells you all the benefits of it. Let's see what it says here.
Zero, nigga. Bad.
Bad. The worst thing you can eat.
Zero.
All right, let's talk about Kamala Harris. Let's do this. Let's get this party started.
We're going to talk about Kamala Harris.
So my favorite thing that she does is that she kind of changes who she is, depending on who's around her. You know what I mean?
She adapts well.
Yeah. Did you see the part where she's like, where she's talking to like the Hispanic crowd or whatever. There's like some event, Hispanic event. And then somebody yells, I love you. She's like, I love you too. You ever seen that?
No.
She yells it like in a Spanish accent. She's like, I love you too. And everyone's like, whoa, what? Bro, I almost want to put it on real quick. Give me the thing.
Don't you have a mouse, you stupid?
No, something else is plugged into the freaking thing. I can't do anything.
You could have disconnected it.
Could have, but it didn't happen. So now we have to use that one.
Here, you take it because I don't want to know more. I'm done with Joe.
But she does this all the... She does it with a bunch of different things, right? What the heck? She does it with different accents, with different... depending on where she goes. So, like, she went down south, and her accent changed to, like, a southern accent because of the crowd she was talking to at the time. You know what I mean? Oh, this is going to wreak havoc because I want to hear it, but we're going to hear our stream.
I would say close out our stream. Yeah. We don't need to see it. We could do it on our phones.
Okay, 10-4. All right, right here. Now give me some of that boom boom bass.
You got your own keyboard, bitch.
I can't do it.
And you got to switch the image.
I love you back.
Did you hear it? I love you back.
Oh, I love you back. I love you back.
Did you hear it?
Do it again. Oh, I love you back. I love you back. I love you back.
Did you find one where she's doing the southern?
Bro, God. Come on.
What else you got?
Come
what
on now. Come
you
on now.
Helped us win in 2020, and we're going to do it again in
2024. 2024! Hold on, look.
Helped us win even better, in 2020, even better. And we're going to do it again.
Even better, even better. This is where she gives the same speech. Hold on, let me start with this. You know she gives the same speeches. She says the same thing in different places. You know, she's like, when they ask her about something, she's like, well, my mom raised us in a single family household, and I believe in growing the account. You know, she's the same
speech. It's the same speech, just with different accents.
All right. So she does the same speech thing, but the top right here, this is in Pennsylvania, which is a largely white crowd.
Okay.
The bottom is in Detroit, which is a largely black crowd. Now she's doing the same speech, and you get to hear the way she talks differently to these two groups of
person
people.
Person in our nation has benefited from that work. You know, everywhere I go, I tell people, you may not be a union member, but you better thank unions for that 5-day work week. You better thank a union member for sick leave. You better thank a union member for paid leave. You better thank a union member for vacation time.
Like she's in church. Friends,
64 days until the most election of our lives.
Let's just get through the next 64 days. How about that?
How about that?
How about that?
And in 2024, we will win again. And you all helped us win in 2020, and we're going to do it again in 2024.
Now, is that... Oh, God. Do you do that when you speak to certain... when you speak to certain fucking
people that talk like a
religion. Yeah, cultures. I do that so badly when it comes to one particular girl.
Every once in a while, I might say tree instead of three or something like that, depending on who I'm talking like, it just comes out. But there was a dude at my old job that would like copy it completely. He was Puerto Rican. And every time you talk to them, these Caribbean ladies, he start talking to them like this. I'm like, bro, it's English. Just stop. They speak English. You speak English. You don't have to do the accent. He's like, bro, I can't stop. He's talking to them. And he's like changing his complete accent to sound like he's from Haiti or something.
I do that to the Chinese restaurants all the time.
No, that's crazy.
I got him better at it, though. But when I'm on the phone,
can I get a Popeye ride?
I struggle exactly when I struggle.
You know why? Because you think they understand it better. You're like, oh, they totally get it. When I say pork fried rice, they're like, what the hell is she saying? Can I get a pork fried rice? Oh, pork fried rice. Okay.
Right. And in their mind, they're like, is he making fun of the way I sound?
That's what I'm thinking, right? They must be like, come on now. Come on now.
They have to be thinking that. What else are they thinking? Yeah. They're definitely not thinking what I'm thinking. That my dumb ass.
You're thinking, oh, I'm helping them.
Yeah. And they're thinking, this nigga is trying to sound, I'm struggling with English, and he's mimicking me my struggle.
So what you're thinking is, they have a handicap and I'm going to meet him halfway. I'm a nice guy.
You know, and it's not even a handicap, which is crazy that you said that shit. Yeah.
But you know,
because I feel handicapped too. What's crazy is that, again, when it's on the phone, it's harder. But when I'm in person, like, I'm good.
Yeah.
And you know what else I do that's really fucked up? Every time I go to pick up my food for the Chinese restaurant, I bow down, nigga.
Shut the hell up.
You're the first person I ever told this.
Yo, when you walk in that place, they know you. You walk in and they're like, he goes, a freaking guy that bows. How do you bow? I want to know. You don't do one of these.
Because I grab my food with the hand. You know, I grab my food. I just put the other hand like, oh, have a good night. And I bow down.
What if they freaking gum?
I would be fucking like, yeah, this is my spot. This is my people's, you heard? Yeah. And when I pick up the phone with them, the first thing they say, pick up a delivery.
Like you go, they know me. You go, pick up, please.
But I've always done that.
But so she basically, my wow. theory is that she doesn't have a sense of who she is, because the way she had to come up in her entire political career was kind of moving into these different, I gotta do what he says, I gotta do what he says. She didn't come up as a politician. She was like dating celebrities, and that's how she got in.
So it was a way through the celebrity channel, right?
Hey, she's running for president. What are you gonna say? I'll do the same thing.
I mean,
would you suck a dick for to become president?
I would suck a dick to become president.
There you go.
But I don't know if I would wanna be president. Like, I get it. Like, it's high. Is it high enough to suck a dick?
The presidency?
Yeah.
That's also a stressful job. Imagine you like, oh, I'm gonna suck this dick to get this great job. And then you get the job like, this job sucks. Can I take that back?
No, you can't take the dick back.
I said you already took it.
You took it.
At least for her. It didn't get recorded.
I mean,
but also it's not for us as gay, so it's kind of different.
For us, it's
2024. It's like, what? I can't experiment? Jeez, I thought you guys were pro.
Yeah, DEWC4, whatever.
Yeah, whatever it is. LLBQ.
Again, it's a prestigious thing to suck a dick for. Is dick sucking worthy, I guess, is what I'm saying.
The presidency?
The presidency, but it's not a job I would want.
I'm going to ask Monica Lewinsky what she thinks about that. I think in her opinion.
She wrote a few books.
That's what I'm saying. Imagine that's how famous becoming a president is.
But what I'm saying is that's not, like you said, it's not a job something that I would aspire, you know, that I wouldn't want that, so no. But I can see why, you know.
Yeah, but if somebody sucked,
you would take a knee.
They would be famous. That's how famous that dick is. That's a powerful cop.
You get residual fame?
Yeah, just like.
They get the job, and you get. I
write this book, and I'm good.
That's true. That's why Stormy Daniels broke her side. So her that's NDA,
like a
right?
That's like a side way to be like, hey, would you do it for $1 million? Like, oh, you're not gonna give me the cash, but I'm writing this book and I'm getting my million, so I might as well do this to get my money.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. It's just an extra step in the process. You think anybody did it to Biden?
You think any president took a knee to get there?
To get where? Oh, that? Oh, man, that's a good question. I don't know. There was a president that was single forever. I can't remember who he was. And he had a roommate.
Bert and Ernie. I remember this story.
I forgot
who. I remember president. Learning about this.
Yeah.
And he was like an asshole, right?
I don't know. I think it was like now some weird president that we don't know of. Like, it's not popular. It's not like Woodrow Wilson or something like that.
Yeah.
It's one of those weird presidents. They're like, oh, I didn't know that guy was a president. It's one of those guys.
It's a lot of those.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of those. Yeah.
There's a lot of those, nigga.
But, yeah, the rumor is that, you know, back in those days, they didn't think, oh, his roommate, he's, you know, saving money. Look at him. He's walking to work. He strolls through the park to get here. He loves nature. He loves animals.
There goes Bert.
Yeah. Now we look back, we're like, yeah.
Damn niggas were gay.
They were roommates. We know what's going on behind the scenes.
Dude.
So maybe. Also, rumor has it that Barack Obama's not the first half white president. There was another one.
I love the way you said that.
Barack Obama's the first half white president. And the
allegedly he's not.
He's not.
Because of Lincoln?
Lincoln. Yeah. But it wasn't that he was black. He was half.
They I think fucking hated of, Lincoln, bro.
Some sort of native, something like that. Native American. Some kind of Native American.
Okay.
Or from his mother's side or something like that. And that's why he looked like a freaking weird with a big nose and all that. Yeah, he had a very unusual look to him.
He does. And Scott Bakula has a weird face, and they fucked that niggas up with his nose. And I was like, wow.
Oh, was it makeup?
I think they put makeup on him. It's a live show in the Washington Theater.
Does he sing?
It might be a musical.
Oh, God.
But I tell you this much. it's in the same theater that he was shot, and the balcony's there, and it's like a shrine.
The same theater that Lincoln got shot
is where they're playing the thing.
Wow, you know,
I would want to see it.
You know, be the icing on the cake. Wow. If somebody shoots that place up.
Wow.
Like in memory of what is his name? Something Booth, William Booth.
Yeah, something like that.
Scott Bakula. He was the Star Trek captain. What else did he do?
Quantum Leap, nigga. That's such a great show.
Am I retarded? Classic. Scott Bakula. Wow. That's so good.
That was such a good show.
Quantum Leap, yeah.
That was a good show.
So there's a new one that's been canceled. But they did a few episodes of it, and I think I watched one episode, and I was like, this is not bad. Wow. What are you doing?
Sorry.
But apparently it's pretty good, the show.
They canceled it? It's not good.
They've been canceled it. Nope, because it was on CBS.
Yo, they need to let it go.
Bro, put it on Netflix or something, bro.
You know that Channel 5, R5, New York 5, Fox 5.
Fox 5. Here we go.
Our channel.
Fox 5, New York 5,
Our
Fox
channel 5. Took UPN 9.
What do you mean?
They brought them.
So now are they playing the old shows? Like Warner?
Immediately, Family Feud came on. And this guy, Steve Harvey, refused to renew his contract.
Why?
Because he didn't want to work on the Fox.
Because he associates that with like Republicans or something like that, probably.
What's crazy is that he's a Trump supporter.
That's what I was thinking, too. I was like, isn't he one of those guys that said...
So what the fuck?
I don't know.
Maybe he just got tired of that shit.
Also, it could just be, hey, I support black businesses only, not...
Oh, that's probably what it was.
And UPN9, even though I don't think they are a black company.
Hell no, they're not. Only by title.
Yeah.
Why is everybody upset with the Texas niggas? You saw that? The music, the... Texas music? What is, country music. Jesus Christ. Wow. The
country music what?
That they're upset with Beyonce because she wasn't considered for any nominations. And what's retarded about that is this. You ready for it? This is my rebuttal to that whole argument. My rebuttal is, bitch, when do you see country artists in the BTs? Get the fuck out of here with your bullshit, people.
Well, but I think the problem that people had was
But she never declared it was a fucking Texas. I keep saying Texas.
That's what you associate with country.
That's me bowing down to the Chinese lady when I leave. What that was. She never declared that it was a country music album. So why would it even go under that category?
Yeah. Yeah.
What, you wanted to see yourself?
No, I wanted to see if whatever I wrote there shows up here.
It did?
I don't know. I don't see it. I'm checking.
You're checking?
Nothing.
See? Oh, there she goes. You did it on your phone?
Yeah.
Bro, it's mad delay, nigga. You're doing it right now. Look, you're texting.
Oh, look
it.
Right here. Toma. Let's make this live.
Weird.
Oh, look, I'm doing it. Look, I'm doing it right now. Hello. We're going to see this in a few seconds. Yeah, doing it live. But the hell are we saying?
I have no idea. You know what? I also realized that we never hit start recording.
Shut up right now. No, you didn't. We're recording. It says stop recording. That's highlighted.
Right under it is recording, and it's off.
But why does it say stop recording?
That's streaming. Don't touch that.
You son of a bitch.
Go ahead, hit it.
I guess we're going to start again.
What are we... Go ahead.
But now we need something to start with. We can't just start off with nothing.
No, what I'll do is I'll download it from Rumble and clip it. Go.
I guess. All right.
You're thinking too hard. I got you.
That's going to be not good quality.
Yo, you're such a Debbie Downer. How do you succeed in life?
I want everything to be perfect.
So the polls are recently showing that Kamala is at a lead, but a marginal lead on Donald Trump. Whether you believe these polls or not, somebody's clicking buttons. You think she's still the one?
I love you back. So, what I was saying is that she doesn't have a person, a self. So, because she doesn't have that, she doesn't have.
Are you saying that she's walking around without a character?
Finish.
Okay, I'm sorry.
She doesn't have her own opinion either, right? She doesn't have her own character. And now that I realized that what I was talking about, I kind of want to find it.
Turn that fucking replay shit off. I don't want it to lag the computer. Slow ass fucking internet that I have. Sorry. She doesn't have character. She doesn't have a personality.
Completely see through.
Jesus Christ. I need to find it.
I'm going to mute while he does his thing.
Kamala.
Does she have... No, bro. She rubs off. Listen, and people are buying it. You know, some people genuinely believe that she is this person who was raised by a single mother, middle class, who went into law because one of her friends was abused and she wanted to get into law to protect those and put those bad people behind prison.
Is that what she said?
Yeah.
Well, maybe.
And I still haven't watched a whole rally of hers. I have to really spend time doing it.
I love you back. You're going to watch that one.
I'm going to watch it and because I did a whole Trump one. Have you ever watched a whole Trump rally?
Never, no.
Never. I've done it and I was fairly entertained.
He's entertaining.
He's an entertainer.
All right. This is what I wanted to see. Hold on. Pause this. But give me some sound on this.
You want some sound, baby?
Ready? Give me some video, too.
You want some video, baby?
Remember his number, 32.
32 is
great. Today we got 32 days until the election.
The teleprompter turns off. There's a technical difficulty.
Oh, shit.
So 32 days. 32 days. Okay, we got some business to do. All right. 32 days.
See, she's stuck.
And we know we will do it. And this is going to be a very tight race until the very end. This is going to be a very tight race until the very end. We are the underdog, and we know we have some hard work ahead.
She's like, we're the underdog. Like, she's trying. Is she the underdog?
How do you know that the teleprompter went off?
Because that's what the thing says on top, and they believe it.
Kamala Harris was speaking today, and at one moment, she lost her teleprompter. I want to play this for you and watch closely to her reaction.
Favorite, Fox. Steve Harvey's favorite.
Today we got 32 days until the election.
All right, we know what she says.
It's the music for me.
That's what does it, yeah.
So 32 days.
She's gonna.
Right now
she feels warm.
Okay, we got some business to do.
You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Well, starting from the beginning again, real quick.
32 days.
What is that music?
And we know we will do it.
That's the Fox News putting it in there. Hold on.
Empty pantsuit. What is going on there? Really quickly.
This is the video that's
showing. Remember his number, 32.
Look how happy and excited she is.
Today we got 32 days until the election.
I got to tell the prompter she's hyped. Somebody's telling her what to say. She doesn't have to worry about herself.
Ooh, right there. Boom. We lost the feed.
We lost the feed.
That was the breathing. Go back.
So 32 days.
I make.
Like a deer in the headlights.
Okay.
So 32 days.
So just repeat what I just said.
32 days.
Do it again.
She's killing. She's trying to kill time to let the technical difficulty guys fix
it.
32 days.
She's repeating. Like she doesn't know what to say. Look now. It's
gonna
be hard. We're gonna get there. She's not saying anything.
And
right? Look, she was going somewhere. Look, watch, ready?
Yeah, she was.
Remember his number, 32.
She was going somewhere. She had a plan. She knew
today
she was gonna
we
say.
Got 32 days until the election.
And the next line is.
Let me get there. Look how happy and excited she is. And
we got a problem.
Oh, like, I got look, Emma. Oh, she's done.
32 days.
They say that Trump would have won that debate with her if she. You better stop telling me what to do, bitch. I don't like it.
Remember that in a moment.
Why don't you do it? You have a whole keyboard there. It's backslash. They're saying that Trump won that debate had he not said the cats and the dogs.
The cats and the dogs were made it great.
That's
one of the best parts.
Immediately, somebody else's argument. It was like, that's one of the greatest rap songs besides Then I Like Us.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like
so
number
good.
Two.
Yeah, it's so good. Are you kidding me?
Did you see them rocking to it?
Who
in the
votes
club?
For these things? Who makes these statements?
I don't think the polls are real. That's for sure that it's not real.
The polls?
Yeah. No, polls are
32 days.
30? The polls are definitely bullshit. I think, and again, the people that don't vote, I got two people so far that are going to go vote. Maybe three right now. I'm working on my third.
You're saving the world right now.
I am saving.
And all of them are voting for Harris. I mean, it doesn't matter. We're in New York. Wait, maybe. We'll see.
I don't give a fuck who they vote for.
The majority of New York City votes for Trump. I mean, New York State. It's New York City will hold New York.
Yeah, hostage. It's literally. And it's up to a certain point of Long Island, and it's all Trump.
Yeah. And all Staten
Island. It's like Valley Stream from then on. And then in the middle where the MS-13 gangs are, you got Democrats there.
You know why?
Because 32 days.
Because they want to make sure they support their people that come across the border. We need them here.
Oh, my gosh. You think she's going to win?
Oof, I think it's too close to call.
So you believe the polls?
No, I'm just saying, just by, you know, guessing how I feel.
How I feel.
Because I haven't heard anything from Trump in a while. I don't know, man, because I just saw something with Charlamagne. You know Charlamagne is right from the radio station Power
1051. I hate that nigga. Shout out.
You love him.
Shout out to Charlamagne.
No shout out. Take that back. Don't get shout out. He said he was watching a football game and a Trump commercial came on. And he's like, normally I would just ignore it. I don't look at those Trump commercials. But because I happened to be in a football game, he's like, it caught my attention. And in the Trump commercial, there's a Donald Trump makes a statement. She's like, Kamala Harris supports the taxpayer funded transgender surgeries for illegal immigrant prisoners or whatever, something like that. Some crazy,
you know, what
the craziest thing you could say.
That's how you do it, you're right.
And then he's like, when you hear that, you're like, well, okay, I want to hear what the hell's going on. And then the next thing of the commercial shows is the clip of Kamala Harris saying that she supports that.
So it got him?
And he was like, oh, that's interesting. And there was another thing too. I forgot what it was. But there, let me see if I can find it. But there's another thing that he said that he saw.
And we know.
Oh, God, shut up.
We will.
There's another thing that he said he saw that. Also, again, he wouldn't have paid it on mine. But because it was on during a football game.
Like he was forced to sit and watch it. Damn, yo.
I don't know if I'm spelling it right.
But he's definitely going to vote for her regardless.
Oh, you seen this conversation with this guy?
It would have to take a lot. For him to vote for Trump. And for all you know, that nigga's probably fronting and voting for Trump, just not telling anybody.
Honestly, instead of voting for Trump, he'd rather not vote at all.
I don't believe that shit because he's one of the rich people, so he doesn't want to get taxed more.
Oh, look, I think this is it. Hold on, let me get some sound on this.
He's part of the rich squad or people with wealth. He's not trying to get taxed more, but his base is Democrats, so he's not trying to lose his money either.
Yeah,
make that make sense. Right. I mean, he should just write out. He can't say it because then it shows the hypocrisy.
Yeah. Hypocrisy.
That one. That's the one I meant. All right, that's the one I want to go.
Give me some. Okay. Let me know when I can hear it.
Let me know when you make a sound like you can hear it. Volume's up.
I'm a man eater. Oh. Did the Democrats take the sound off?
Claiming the. That was running during the football games this weekend, claiming the vice president supports funding gender transition surgeries for all prison inmates and migrants in the U.S. That was nuts.
I wouldn't say nuts, but that was crazy. That was funny.
I don't know if it was the backdrop of football, but when you hear the narrator say Kamala supports taxpayer-funded sex changes for prisoners, that one line, I was like, hell no, I don't want my taxpayer dollars going to that. I
definitely see that. She did.
That ad was effective.
Kamala supports taxpayer-funded sex changes for prisoners.
Surgery.
For prisoners,
every transgender inmate in the prison system would have access.
It's hard to believe, but it's true. Even the liberal media.
Maybe also say that when I saw that, out of curiosity, I looked up that little interview that they had there, and she goes more into detail of how she came into this position. That she's like, there was a case of some inmate that was fighting in court, or whatever for this. She's like, not only did I make sure he got it, but I made sure they all get it. Like, she's like, I made it a thing official. You know what I'm saying? She made up to pass a law in California.
There's a Tucker Carlson, I think, talks about this, how they wanted to demask masculinized men. And that was the real reason for equals. Equals. Oh, backslash. Yeah, backslash. Yeah, exactly. That the real reason why they took Tabasco tobacco out the market. The real reason why they took tobacco out is because
smoking tobacco increases testosterone. Yeah, I hear that.
So do you think that her paying for this? Because the idea behind that is that if you
demasculinize.
If you neuter them. If you neuter.
Okay, grandma.
If you neuter the men in the country, then they'll be weaker and less likely to fight back when you take over.
So there's an interview, an old interview. Got to be like in the freaking 60s. Maybe even before that. That they interviewed a guy that was in the KGB. They're back in the day when it was USSR. Yeah, got to be way before the 1960s. And he said that the KGB is basically the CIA of Russia, or the USSR at the time. Vladimir Putin, the current president of that, used to be in the KGB. So he knows how to manipulate people the way they think, stuff like that. That's how he became president. He killed a few people and he manipulated the society.
Vladimir Putin. Because he was like ambassador or embassy and shit, like some crap.
But this guy in the interview, he used to be KGB. He came to America and he defected or whatever. And he was telling an interviewer, he's like, what we did in the KGB to America was we set in motion an ideological shift in everybody's mind that won't come to fruition for the next 30 years. So it's a long, drawn-out process of making people think a certain way. And I think this right here, this whole Democrat ideology, the way they make people think about transgenders and gays and all that, I think that's a child of that being birthed in everybody's mind. I think that's what it is. I wish we had the interview. I could pull it up so we can listen to it. I'm going to find it, I'm going to link it in the comments or whatever, the thing down below.
The description.
It'll be there.
So in your opinion, is that something that the Democrats are... You know how like supposedly the Republicans have their 2025 project, whatever. Yeah. You think that the Democrats... Obviously, they have their own agenda.
Yeah, everybody has their own
agenda. Does it include that?
Yeah, of course. Of course. Their agenda, they don't have to write it down. They all know. We want to make sure we have... we want to teach kids about homosexuality early so they know. So if they feel comfortable, they can be who they want. Because there's history of people being closeted gay. You know what I'm saying? So that we don't want people to live their lives like that. Because people that grew up, that lived their lives closeted gay, came out. Like, it was hard. It was horrible. Imagine you're straight. And you're like, you just want to have sex with a woman. But you have to have sex with a man every once in a while to keep up appearances. He's like, I didn't want to do it, but you have to do it. You know, even though at the beginning I thought I was straight and I got married, and then because back in those days you don't have sex till you're married. Then once you do it, you're like, this is not me. And then as time goes on, you realize I'm gay. I like men more than what I thought. And then you're stuck in this relationship and you can't get out because you live in the 1960s, and if you're gay, you know, they're going to, you know, ostracize you from society. He goes, we got to get rid of this mentality. You know, if you're gay, we want everybody to be free and open and accept them just like it's anything else.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Just don't.
But what I'm saying is that this.
Don't put it in every TV show, every movie.
It ruins so many shows, bro.
You know, it's. The saying is, are we shoving straight down your throat?
Yeah.
Because it feels like you're shoving that down ours.
For you, maybe.
Easy, Teddy.
Well, they're not shoving it down yours. You just take it normally. Without. He's like, you don't got to shove it down mine. Just tell me.
Ah, now imagine. Listen.
But Yeah, I was gonna say that. I forgot what I was gonna say.
It should be like sex ed. Like, listen, some people feel this way, and we shouldn't fucking fuck around. That's it.
So the thing with sex ed too is that they're teaching it young. What time, do you remember how doing sex ed?
Yes, sir. In junior high school,
I did it in third grade. I remember doing it. It was in gym class. We had a day where we all sat down. They told us what sex was. They told us where babies came from, and they told
us. How did they tell you?
It was
maybe I went through this shit too, and I just don't remember.
We all sat down in the gym, and she's like, "Hey, we're gonna talk about what boys are, what girls are. Boys have penis, girls have vaginas, and then like you know, when a man and woman get together, they have sex." And then I remember when she mentioned the semen going into the egg, and that it comes out the man's penis. I asked a question. She's like, "If you have any questions, just raise your hand." And my question was like, "Does it come out with the pee?" Right. Is that what it is?
Because am I throwing seeds every time I pee?
Am I peeing in a woman? Is that what I'm doing? Is that what we're talking about here? Because at the time, I never ejaculated before. So you're like, as a kid, you're like, wait, what are we... Is that... That's baby juice? I've been putting them in the toilet. I've been flushing baby juice down the toilet this whole time.
Is it unlimited?
Yeah. That's a lot to pee in somebody.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a lot. So, yeah, that was in third grade. I remember doing it in third grade.
How the water gets in, my piss. Yeah.
So they taught it, and it was one class. It wasn't like they joined it out for a week. It was literally.
Okay, it was a session.
Today we're going to talk about sex ed.
All right, bye-bye, everybody
done.
Out.
Everybody done.
And then dodgeball from then on.
All right, from that point forward, we're going to play dodgeball. That's it. We're never going to talk about this again. Go talk to your parents about this. We didn't read no books.
Did you go home and tell your parents?
I didn't even think about it after that until I got older.
When you were in that circle and they said the word sex, did you understand?
No. I kind of knew what sex was because, you know, you got cousins and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Los primos se que.
No, because we talk about it.
He said, no, not because we were messing with each other.
So I kind of knew a little bit what sex was. But because I was so young, I didn't care for it. I was like, whatever about it. You know what I mean? I was like, you guys are weird. You know, that's weird. I'm playing with my toys here, you know? I don't want to... That's weird.
But, that's what you sound like.
Yeah. But, you know, now as I got older, then I started to realize what it was. And I'm thinking back, I'm like, oh, yeah, she did explain to me.
I remember for me, it was junior high school. Maybe there was a session. I just don't remember it. But the one I do remember was in middle school. And they handed us like a little baggie.
What?
It had deodorant.
Oh, I remember. It had
cleaning cream, Nirvana, Neutrogena, whatever. You know what I mean? It had cream. It had and I remember thinking about the deodorant and hearing my mom say, "You're gonna stink soon, so you gotta put this shit on your armpits."
I remember they did give me that in junior high school too, a baggie with a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, bro.
And that's all we got. And they're like, good luck, guys. Don't get pregnant.
And then they showed the image of the vagina inside. And I'm like, this is looks like a fucking goat, like a calf or something. Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. It looks
I
like
remember
a,
doing that in junior high school, too. Yeah.
And the way they explained it was just like, it was so scientific.
Yeah, which is perfect.
Perfect.
Because you want the parents to explain the other parts.
Yeah, the part like, you know, I thought your question was going to be, how does it get in there?
No, she explained that part.
Oh, she yeah?
Like, she did the whole thing. So the penis goes in the vagina. I was like,
third grade, nigga? How old is third grade?
Yeah,
seven?
I was mad young. Yeah, I was mad young.
Seven is third grade, right?
Yeah. The only reason why I know it was third grade, because I remember the school. I was in third grade in that school. That's how I know it was in that school.
How many schools did you go to, bitch?
Two.
Okay.
So I remember, I went to three, actually, technically.
Oh, we're adding.
Elementary schools. Three elementary schools.
Three elementary schools?
Yeah.
And then Bang Bang.
No. And then I went to two junior.
I think it was a troublemaker.
I went to two junior high schools and three high schools.
What? This nigga was a troublemaker, bro.
Well, the first junior high school I went to, I went there for like a week. And then my address changed. So I went to a different junior high school. I literally was only there for like a week. It was easy. It was quick. I went to Montauk. Remember Montauk?
What the fuck? No. Where was that?
Oh, fuck, nigga. I don't know. Remember taking the bus there. That's it.
I got one of those stupid advertisements. It's like, oh, one of your classmates, class reunion websites, one Ooh. Of your classmates reached out and sent a message. Click here. It ain't no fucking classmate. It's a fucking ad.
Was it a chick? She's like, come join
me. I didn't click on the advertisement. But what I'm saying is, do you fuck with anyone from those days?
Junior high school? No, not really. Every once in a while, I'll talk to Eric. That's it. That's the only person.
It's the only person you went to school with.
Yeah. I went to junior high school with him.
I fuck with zero people.
From junior high school?
From school, yeah. Period.
Even me, high school, nobody.
I mean.
Well, one person.
Yeah, one person.
No choice. I'm stuck. Forever, probably.
Oh, no, forever.
I thought when the kids turn 18, I'm like, oh, I'm done. No.
No. To be continued.
Yeah. We have plenty more things going on this time. So it's just like, fuck it. We're here. We might as well just act like we're family here.
Because they go to college.
Because they go to college. Eventually, they're going to get married and have kids. And
those kids are your kids.
Yeah. So that's it. We're stuck together. And there was even I'm talking about my baby mom, by the way. But there's even points in the life where I'm like, just I'll watch one of your kids. Just let them come over. Let them hang out with us, you know.
Can you think of anything positive as the Republican that you are? I'm not a Republican. Look at his face. He was hurt. Don't get butt hurt, nigga. I'll touch it. Do you think there's any positives if she becomes the president?
Kamala?
Harris.
Yes, I do think there's
positives. What would be one of the positives that you think?
The one positive that I could see for sure is that the country gets to see, like, oh, we made a mistake.
You know what you just did? What you just did was, when you're in an interview and they say, can you give me some of your negatives, like things that you're working on?
Oh, the worst thing about it is that I just work too hard.
Yeah, exactly. That's what you just did right there. Reverse. Yeah.
I worked through my breaks.
I think that she I want to say that she's going to unite people.
Kamala Harris.
Let me finish.
We're talking about the same person here? All because she's going to make believe she's
everybody. If you listen to what I said in the beginning, I said I want to say that she's going to unite people. Because a lot of the
Who are these people?
The American people, bro. I want to say all that shit, but it's not going to happen.
No. I don't think she's going to unite anybody.
Because the other side just doesn't like her.
She doesn't have the charisma. She has zero charisma. Trump has charisma.
But a lot of the people that are voting for her, and I just saw a clip.
They also have zero charisma. Right?
I don't know about all that. I haven't spoken to them enough. But the people that, when the reporter was asking why Harris, and the two, three people were like, I feel like what I wanted from a president is someone who's going to bring peace and like unite us and work together to solve the problems.
Crazy thought.
That's the qualifications that I'm looking for in my president.
The Democrat Party is the party of war. They're the ones that are pushing for war.
Okay.
The Republican Party is the one saying, hey, what the hell are we
doing? Calm down, Linda. What I'm saying is, in that person's mind brain,
they're wrong.
Wait. Right. They really think that they're going to get the Republicans to, you know, break bread with her?
Yeah.
Fuck Kamala Harris at this point. That person right there, those three people that said that, do they really think that president is going to bring the person that can't stand the whole party? The answer is no.
No, she's not bringing no peace.
Did Obama do it?
She doesn't have the
Did charisma. Obama do it?
The peace?
Did Obama bring parties together? So the
interesting thing about Obama is this. It wasn't until Obama was president that I felt like the country divided. Before that, I felt like, you could be a Republican or a Democrat, doesn't matter. Like, nobody cares.
But did he unite red and blue?
That's what I'm saying. He was the first one to bring a division onto the country. Before that, we were united, right? Before Obama, if you're a Republican or a Democrat, nobody cared. You have your opinion, I have mine. Hey, this guy's a Republican.
So you're saying he caused the division? It wasn't Trump.
So I didn't say he caused it.
Oh, okay.
I said when Obama became president, it caused the division.
Because then it was like, oh, look, a black guy.
Either people are racist. And they were like, oh, we can't have another black guy in the office. That's the white man's house.
Well, did a black guy run for president in 2016? The answer is no.
Black guys ran for president in almost every election.
You're right.
Nobody cares.
No one remembers them.
Yeah, we remember Jesse Jackson. Nobody cares.
The doctor.
Dr. Umar.
Ben Carson.
Ben Carson, yeah. They all run. Nobody pays him no mind, really. So it's either that people became racist, like overnight. You know what I'm saying? People that weren't racist originally, all of a sudden, like, wow, I guess I am racist.
No, it brought that issue into fruition.
Or
it put a spotlight into it.
That, yeah. Or
it wasn't that people were racist. There were always racist people. There'll always be
racist. But it was in the back. And then they brought it, Obama brought them, the racism up front.
Yeah, it brought it to the table. And the did racist, you know, and the non-white, the whites or the non-blacks, they were like, oh, okay, it's their turn. Let's let them hold it down. It felt like that.
Oh, so like not the whites and not the blacks, everybody else. They were like, oh, it's their turn now. Let them have
it. It's their turn. Respect it.
We're going to get our turn soon.
We're going to get our turn back.
Yeah.
Now they can't complain.
Yeah.
Now they can't complain that there wasn't a black president. Okay. It's
never
there.
Again. Never again.
I don't know about all that. And then, and now we're dealing with the same thing.
But wait. Or he did bring division by his presidency. Now, one of the examples I think that shows that he brought division was during the Trayvon Martin situation. During the Trayvon Martin situation, what he probably should have did was let the judicial system run its course. You know what I'm saying? Let all the facts come out before we do, you know, before we say he's guilty or he's innocent or what happened. Let's let the judicial, this is why we voted them in the office, so they could do their thing. Let them investigate, right? But he didn't do that. He, when he came out and it happened, he goes, you know, Trayvon Martin could have been my son. That could have been my boy. You know? For himself, he probably felt like, yeah, that could have easily been my son. Which is probably true. You know what I'm saying? Easily, it could have been a black man's son.
No, but problem. You're saying he should have stayed neutral.
He should have, yeah. At that point, he chose a side. Instead of saying, I'm everybody's president, he goes, no, I'm going to focus on you guys. When that situation, it was clearly a very divisive issue.
You don't think he just tried to humanize the individual?
Oh, yes, he did, but he could have
simultaneously.
I think by the way he did it. You know, if it was Trump, put them all in jail. Oh, no, you know, because George Zimmerman's not white. He's Mexican.
Right.
So if it was Trump, like, deport him.
Deport him.
Who cares?
Build that wall.
Go, one less over here, one less over here. Get him out of here. Let's go. Next.
But you're saying Obama brought it to center stage, yeah. The idea that there are us that believe that there are others that shouldn't be, whatever it is, racism.
Yeah. It just felt like.
And then Trump what? Confirmed it?
No, Trump doesn't do that. Trump picks a side.
We'll try again.
Yes, go ahead. Please do.
Obama,
yeah.
Without even, just by him winning, brought this
maybe
this thing, racism,
to the forefront. Yeah,
maybe you could argue, you couldn't argue,
because there's people that voted for Obama and then voted for Trump.
Yeah, that's me.
Twice they voted for Obama.
Literally me.
So when did the racism start for them? After Obama? After the first term it didn't work. I wasn't racist after the first term, but the second term that got me.
I mean, am I racist because I voted for both of them twice?
Yeah, you're racist for something else. Other reasons.
That's another podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but that's what I'm saying. Like people, and then people label Trump supporters as racist when a lot of them voted for Obama. It doesn't make sense that they switched to be racist right away, like that. They voted for Obama once. They weren't racist. They voted for Obama twice. They weren't racist. Then they voted for Trump. All of a sudden, now they're racist.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It doesn't make sense. What makes sense more is that the way Obama handled it, trying to be, instead of saying I'm the president for everybody, he goes, these people need the most help. So I want to be human, as you said, with them. I want to make people recognize me with them. I want to choose this group to be known for, like
helping. Who did that?
Obama. Again, from his perspective, from a lot of people's perspective, that's perfect. That's what you want to do. These are the people that need the most help. They're going through trouble. You want to be there for them. But he's not just their president. He's everybody.
He's everybody's president.
So he has to play the game
like neutral.
Neutral. Even though under the table, he's going to be like, yo, I'm going to help y'all out.
I got you. I'm going to get you a job. Yeah. I got you.
But in the public eye, he should be like, no, we're everybody. Everybody settle down. We're going to let the judicial system work its way through this thing, you know? Just like I was saying with Trump, when we were talking about the if January 6th was successful, that Trump's going to be like, up front, it's all good. But under the table, kill them, you know? So I think Obama should have, he probably should have did it that way. He should have been like, yo, look, I don't want them to know it's from me, but I, you know, get him a good lawyer, you know? Do a GoFundMe and put some money from my other offshore account. I don't know, nobody knows it's me. Let me help these people out. You know what I mean? Which would be, if it was Puerto Ricans and I was president, I would want to help them, right? It's just natural. But you don't want to make it blatantly obvious that you have favoritism. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just then other people that are not being favored are like, yo, what the hell's going on? I thought we were all Americans here. You can't choose a side, you know?
When it comes to fucking, so Obama brought the racism topic to the center stage.
Yeah.
And Trump, just his person, his character, like you were talking about, Kamala has no character. Yeah. Trump's character drew in, like, he got dumped into the racist squad.
Yeah. We also got to remember that.
Because if you say you follow Trump and you did that early, I felt like the people looking at me like, oh, so you're racist.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but I guess.
Also, Obama was president for 8 years. There's people that were alive during Obama's first presidency that were 10 years old that are now 18 when Trump goes into office. So they grew up with Obama. You know what I mean? There's people that grew up with this. And they probably grew up around people that are like, oh, here he goes again. You know, choosing a side over here. You know, whatever person gets killed by the police, he immediately wants to choose their side. Great. Here we go. And that kid's growing up listening to his dad say that. He's like, you know what? He's right. These black people are getting all the favoritism. So when Trump came in, they were like, yeah, let's get him in there. You know what I mean? Because a lot of the people that marched, remember that march that happened? I forget where it was, where that car hit that lady and killed her? That they were walking with the tiki torches?
Oh my gosh.
Remember that?
No.
Almost all those guys were young men. You know what I mean? So it makes sense that they grew up into this environment. They were like, they must have heard it so much. They're like, yo, he's always talking about helping them. What about me? What about us? You know? Instead of saying I'm the president for the American people, you know?
Who do you think, if she wins, does she win again in 2028? Or they put somebody else?
So that's difficult because she's not it's a Biden situation. Who's really the president? Because she's not, you saw with the teleprompter. She's not writing these speeches. Think about it. If Trump had the teleprompter went down, would he be stuck?
Would he be able to? I actually think he's not even on the Department of Half the time.
That's what I'm saying. He would keep like, pop, I don't need that crap. I have it all right here.
Yeah, exactly.
I could talk about it all day. I know the issues.
But okay, so, but still, she wins this election. 2028 comes around. Does she win again? I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Who does is a separate question, and I feel like it's too early to call.
Way too early. Because we don't.
They're talking about The Rock.
Some new contender. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Somebody else could pop up. AOC might be like, hey, it's my turn. You know what I mean?
I could actually see AOC.
Yeah.
I could actually see AOC. AOC is not far
but
off.
This is the one thing that bothers me about this, all these American politics. We're not choosing a president to which one would be better. Nobody does that. We choose the person that's part of our party. You know what I mean?
We don't choose who's good for the
country.
We choose who's good for our side.
No, not even. We just choose our side. If we're good or bad, we're choosing them. We saw that with Bernie Sanders. Jesus,
let that man go.
Jesus, Biden. After the debate, everybody knew it wasn't Biden. He cannot be president again. There's no way. No way he could be president. But people will still be like, I'll vote for him before Trump.
Right, the never Trumpers.
Yeah. But before Obama, and we could probably even look at the numbers online. Before Obama, Democrats would vote for Republicans all the time. And Republicans would vote for Democrats all the time. because they will hear the debate and they'll be like, I like this guy better. I'm going to vote for him. Whether I'm a Democrat or Republican, I'm voting for this guy. But you don't, now it's almost completely separated. If you're a Democrat, you're immediately going to vote for Kamala Harris. There's nothing Trump can say that's going to convince you otherwise. Because you've made up your mind before you even knew who was running. And the comedian Bill Burr, you know who Bill Burr is?
I love him.
Bill Burr. There's a point way early during the Trump's campaign, his first run. He talked about Hillary Clinton running for president, or first woman president, whatever, and the whole crowd cheers. And he's like, "You don't even know you don't even know her policies. Why are you cheering?" And you know, because it just shows that people already in the mindset
they voted.
I don't care what her policies are.
Yeah, I was able to speak to someone that's like that, and I found that asking those questions, like, what is the thing? What are they trying to do? What's the goal? What's the end game? What's the plot? What's the agenda? What are you trying to do?
Yeah.
Who are you about? And, you know, challenging them. And I think I challenged them enough to be like, who the fuck am I voting for?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm just like, just fucking vote.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, again, if they manage to get people to believe that the system's rigged and that it's not fucking, it's all a hoax, your vote doesn't matter, I'm like, then who the fuck are all these people voting?
Yeah.
How they got 150 million people to vote? If I constantly run into people that
they
don't vote.
They bring them by the busload from Mexico.
No, before the Mexico started, 2016, I mean 2020. You know, so to me it's like, yo, just throw the vote in there.
Yeah.
Throw the vote in there. And then like Jesse, for example, he's looking to buy a house. He's seeing a broker and they're doing the whole. And I'm like, you really want to get into that right now? You think that's the best move to invest your first time into getting a home?
I know. That's one of the things we kind of stuck at.
Is that really something you want to put yourself into right now?
I don't know if it's the right time. As much as I want it, I don't know if this economy's for it.
And like tie yourself down. For me, it's a no-brainer. Hell,
that's why
no.
Before buying a house for myself, I'm like, maybe I'll buy a property to rent out or something.
I wouldn't even. For me, I was talking about this earlier too. I was like, my only goal in life right now, if it continues down this like single regular decla, nigga, I'll get the most a condo. Don't have to deal with fucking frozen pipes in the winter, fucking cleaning gutters, yeah. Fucking. And then I sell that shit and go move it to the nursing home and get an STD, nigga. Like, what the fuck?
Find a partner.
Many partners.
A partner.
We going crazy in the freaking...
He uses the term partner because we're not saying woman. Because he wants to make sure he leaves that open.
What is a woman?
somebody that identifies as a woman. It's my favorite one. Somebody that's... What is that?
Somebody who does it as a woman. But yeah, no, because what's the point? I don't have to worry about the condo will make me enough bread that I could live off of freaking. Bro, I would have enough Ubers, like an Uber plan where I could get and they could send me to the strip club. Because now I'm going to the strip club. I didn't find them interesting before. But if I'm old and fucking retired and my dick is hanging out and I'm watching titties.
You might as well just live next to a strip. Might as well.
Bro, with a buffet, all you could eat. Tú estás loca.
Free. I'll see something online where they're saying that for $80,000 or $50,000, something like that, you can live on a cruise ship for like a year.
A cruise ship? Why the fuck?
You just never get off. Like, you never deport. You just stay on the cruise ship. You pay the $50,000 and you stay there. You stay there for the whole year. You eat the food. It's free buffet. And it goes from island to island that you could get off and enjoy.
No, there was actually, did you hear about the people that sold all their houses, their belongings to live on a cruise ship?
For 8 months or something like that?
No, forever, I think.
No, there was one that was for 8 months. It was like an 8-month trip.
And then the cruise ship went out of business?
No way.
It was to live forever. So people were selling their homes. They were like, fuck that. We're going to live like fucking Wally's World. Wally.
Oh, that's fun.
And fucking just live on a boat. Jump off every once in a while on islands and just keep moving.
And they went out of business.
So
what did they do with the boat? They're like, you know what? You guys keep the boat. We're leaving.
Bro. Keep the boat.
Keep the boat. You guys pay for it. We're out of here. Peace. We're out of business.
Would you do that? Would you figure live in a fucking boat?
That's so easy to die.
It's so easy to die.
But it might be the perfect place to be at if there's a war.
If shit goes down,
nuclear bombs hitting all over the place in the middle of the ocean.
That's like, almost like going to Mars, another planet.
Yeah.
But like you're not.
You just leave where the war's at and you just watch the news.
Oh my gosh, bro.
And just hope to God the bad guys don't find you in the ocean. You know what I mean?
You go
far away.
Where it's cold.
Yeah, something like that, yeah. And you just rock it out. You know, maybe stop at Peru or something.
Oh my God. So you're a grandparent, right? You sold your house. You're living on this boat. The boat is just moving around. You're chilling. And then you hear in the news, New York City was bombed, nuclear bomb.
You know what's funny? I think about that when I go places that far. I'm like, let's say I'm in Pennsylvania. I'm like, oh my God, imagine the news says that there was a nuclear explosion in New York City.
You think about the people. Your family.
Think about me. I'm like, yo, I'm out here. I got no house. I'm in a car. That's all I have.
Forget about the nuked family cousins that I left over there. Yeah.
Well, I got to think about them. They're already gone. Got to think about me. Now.
They're the lucky ones, if anything. Yeah, I got to survive this shit.
God, God knows what's going to happen. I got nothing. I have no house to hide in to my family. I'm in a car.
You're in a car. You got nothing.
That's for the next What If episode. We're not doing
that. Yeah. And if he wins, who do you think? If he wins, I feel like it's going to go back to the Democrats.
So if he wins, I feel like the next election is going to be more healthier for the American people.
It's going to be healthier.
You're going to have
a fresh batch.
You're going to have a fresh batch. And also this next generation of Republicans are more
conservative,
capable. They're very intellectual. They know what they're talking about.
Like Vivek.
This other guy from New
Tulsi
York.
Tulsi Gabbard.
Tulsi Gabbard. Well, she's not a Republican technically, but if Tulsi Gabbard ran, I could see some Republicans voting for her. You know, the Republican Party should honestly just embrace her. Like, look, I know you're independent, just like RFK, but you know that we love you.
Imagine Vivek runs with Tulsi as VP.
That's a winning strategy.
That is, actually.
You got a man of color and you got a woman of color.
And for a white girl, she's a woman of color too, right?
I think we talked about this already.
Shut up.
She's Hawaiian. Hawaii.
She's hot.
Yeah.
For a white girl. I mean, whatever Hawaii is.
Yeah. Hawaii. Indigenous.
Why do they say it like that?
Because they have a different language, you know?
How do you say Puerto Rico? Shut up.
Puerto Rico.
That's how I get my Chinese food.
So respect other cultures. All right.
Now, when I go to get Chinese food, I'm going to second guess myself.
No, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. You're going to do it and you're going to laugh. You're going to walk away and they're like, yo, he's disrespecting us. That's what this is.
He thinks it's a fucking joke in here. He's going to get some young guy in the next order.
Yeah. You're like, you may get my order. He's like, I'm still working on it.
Bro, I get the same shit, bro. When I don't get the little sauce, that little garlic sauce on the side, sometimes I'll be like, let me get the Szechuan, let me get the garlic, let me get the orange chicken sauce.
You can't scan that, so you don't even know what
you can't. No, I know that shit is bad for you, nigga.
It's a zero.
That shit is -0, -4. I get the same shit all the time. What's your go-to order when you go to Chinese?
Shit, I like switching it up, but I think my favorite is probably the sweet and sour chicken. It's a sweet and sour. You kind of dip it. You dip it in a sauce, a red sauce.
Oh.
That has like pineapples in it sometimes, that sauce.
Yes. And they give you that sauce when you get the fried wontons.
Yes.
Or the crab raganuku, whatever.
I can eat crab.
Cheat.
But it's like a chicken. They make it, it almost looks, it's not, it's like chicken inside batter and they kind of, I don't know if they fry it. I think they do fry it.
Yeah.
So it's almost like a nugget, like a corn dog, but with chicken in it.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know. Chinese stuff, huh?
So that's your go-to order?
That's probably my favorite one, yeah. That one, when I order it, I've never ordered that from any Chinese restaurant. They got it wrong. The problem is that when you order, sometimes you order like, let me get a chicken and broccoli. And then from this Chinese place, it's mad good. When you order from somewhere else, it tastes bad. You're like, damn, that's not even that good. Like, I don't know what the recipe is. But this one, everywhere I go, it's pretty spot on.
You go to the same Chinese restaurant?
Now, yeah.
Yeah.
I used to go to one that was where the Crunch Fitness is, that little lot place. There used to be one there called 7 Days. But I don't go there anymore. There's a ghetto one right down around the corner from my house. So good. So much better.
You
they make that with grease. Like old grease.
The old grease, yeah, that has the flavors of all the dead chickens from,
yeah,
the
floor. I don't even want to see it. Who knows if they're chicken? Those wings are too small.
You heard that Big Mac. Yeah, Big Mac. McDonald's, rather, is making a chicken Big Mac.
Really?
A chicken Big Mac, nigga.
Interesting. I wonder if it's because beef is more expensive.
I mean, can you imagine a
chicken? Because have you seen? When was the last time you got a burger from any of these places?
Mad small.
Mad thin. So they must be hearing crap and they're like, you know what? The chicken, we can give them a nice little chunk.
That's chunky.
So we're probably better off going down
there. It's cheaper regardless.
But that's what made Chick-fil-A popular, and even Wendy's is more popular because they serve these big chicken sandwiches.
Mm.
You know what I mean? These other places have burgers. No, when you want a burger, where you go? You go to Five Guys or what's the other one called? Shake Shack.
Shake Shack.
Because their burgers
Smash are
better.
Burger.
Yeah, the burgers are better.
Even Wendy's, no?
I don't normally eat burgers from Wendy's. I usually do chicken stuff from Wendy's. But like, you don't want this. You don't want that McDonald's burger. It's so thin. It's nothing. You're eating mostly bread.
Yeah, well, remember the fish fillet used to be fucking.
Oh, I love the fish fillet still to this day. Oh my God. Sometimes if I go to McDonald's, 99.9% of the time I'm getting that Chick Fil A.
Bro, I would when
chicken,
I
fish fillet,
fish fillet, chicken fillet. When I would take the fish fillet fresh, toast the bread a little bit, and then immediately put like two layers of the cheese.
So it's so funny. Like when I was younger, I used to get the chicken, the fish sandwich when we were in school.
The fish sandwich?
Yeah, they used to make that basically. It was like a burger with fish and cheese on it.
That shit was good too.
That shit was so good. And then I was older, maybe after high school, I was like 20 something, and I told my aunt about it. And then one day she came back with a freaking box. It looked like a box from Costco or something with no label. Like a welfare box.
From the school?
I don't know how she got it, bro.
Oh,
it was
my
so good, bro.
Gosh, you must
have. I would toast it, yeah. Bro, they make it in a way that you can literally drop it in the toaster. And when it pops out, you kind of.
This thing had turned it into a Pop-Tart.
Yo, you know what I do sometimes? There's a fun fact for everybody here. You can do it too. When I make pancakes for the kids, I don't make them big. I make them like this small.
Why?
And then whatever they don't eat, it's a pile. I put them in a Ziploc bag. I put them in the fridge. And whenever they want to, I got to feed them something quick or whatever, I take it and I drop them in the toaster. Perfect.
Genius.
So that's what I
Mothers don't think about this. No, let me stop. All right. I bet. I think that's it. So you still think that Kamala's going to win? Oh, yeah. So it will be real quick. So if he wins, you're saying that it's a fresh restart.
I think so, because the Republicans are going to change from Trump to back to conservative values. Because Trump isn't in my opinion, he's not a Republican.
Trump
is not a Republican. He's his own thing.
MAGA.
MAGA party. Done. Different, separate.
Do those MAGA party followers adapt and reassimilate to the Republican Party? Do they pull out their own
candidate? No, they're always going to have their own candidate running within the Republican Party, but that candidate is not going to have the power Trump has. So the regular conservative party, like Vivek, and Vivek's not really MAGA. He's America First. He's like, that's where him and Trump come together.
Vibe, because yeah. they see.
Yeah, so he's like, I'm not part of the MAGA party. I'm America First party. You know, that's what he considers himself. So whatever, you know, let's say J.D. Vance runs, he's not, the MAGA is not what's going to put it over the edge. It's whatever his conservative values are that's going to bring him over the edge. You know what I mean? People are not going to, you know, the regular Republicans are not going to vote for him because he's MAGA.
You saw the VP debate?
I did.
What did you think?
I thought it was nothing special. Nothing special. Nothing.
They were so apologetic and.
Yep. And I thought J.D. Vance did a lot better than I expected. And Waltz didn't do as good as I expected.
Yeah. Bro, we were streaming it and laughing, and we would say, what is he writing down? I was like, you know, some bullshit, because he never refers to it when he starts talking. It looks like he's just checking boxes.
Yeah.
And his facial expressions, we were cracking. That we barely heard, or you know, when I heard the retakes of some of the shit that was said.
Yeah, there was a point where I felt like
you know what he said?
He repeated
it. He said, I know several school shooters.
Yeah, I'm friends with them. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. There's some things that he said that felt like they were.
Which one seemed more presidential?
I expected Waltz to do so good, and I expected J.D. Vance to do not so good, but they kind of met in the middle for me.
Ah, you know what I mean?
And if I wasn't partial to either one of the guys before that, I would say I think J.D. Vance did better.
Yeah, I think the even I was going into it like, oh, this nigga's loud, he's ruckus, he's young.
I don't think the divide is so big that it's gonna make people vote for him.
So in other words, the whole entire thing didn't move the needle.
I don't think it did. No, it was not. Again, I think J.D. Vance won, but he won by like, even if you would call it a win, it just felt like a conversation. We were like, all right, make a podcast.
They asked him, oh, did you notice how nervous Waltz was?
Yeah, he was definitely nervous.
J.D. Vance was like, he was nervous, I was nervous.
That's funny because J.D. Vance came out very chill. And
very like,
yeah,
that young blood, I think.
Yeah.
It has to be that young blood. Yeah, I don't think it did move the needle. I think that the next election, depending on who goes in, I think it'll be the opposite party that wins this election. I don't think it'll be the same.
Well, we'll see. I don't know.
I think that
if Kamala,
we had a trend of presidents. Sorry, yeah. We had a trend of presidents going 8 years, eight. And now I feel like we're going into the every four. Yeah. It's going to be switching up, and I don't think that's really good for the economy.
No,
or the government, rather the whole shalop.
I also don't think if Kamala loses, I don't think she runs again. I think that's it for her. She's done.
If Kamala loses,
she's not going to run again.
I think she got a taste of, yeah, like.
Like, I just think that the Democrat Party
won't support her.
Yeah, they might talk to her and be like, I think you had your run. We appreciate it.
Thanks for stepping in there trying.
Yeah. She was thrown in there by default.
Right.
She didn't deserve it. She didn't earn it.
She didn't deserve it. She didn't earn it. It was the, I got to do this because it's what my party expects.
So the party's kind of like pushing her down our throats. And I think the Democrat Party would be like, we'd rather go with this somebody person. Else that's more prepared.
You can't complain that we didn't give you a shot, though. Yeah, that shouldn't come out of your mouth.
Like, one of the things they're going to tell us, like, well, those teleprompters went off. The fuck have you been reading these past few days? Why didn't you just tell a story or something? Why'd you freeze up like that?
You could have went easily back to the coconut story.
Just tell the coconut story.
Everyone loves the coconut story.
Oh, you think you fell from a coconut tree? I love you back. All right.
I don't know, bro. Good luck.
Good luck, Kamala people. Harris. Everybody vote for Kamala, 2024.
What's wrong with you? You knowing that we're doing this on Rumble.
Kamala!
What a great way to introduce ourselves on the live, our first live. Yo, you're like the black sheep, bro. Jesus Christ.
I love you guys.